from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Never look a tiger in the eye, unless you're an elephant. It's the Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our hero,
Davis McSpade, the Channel 9 news reporter?
He's disappeared.
Do you think Davis went to try and investigate that secret megaluric jungle compound?
The call was placed from scary, dangerous jungle island.
It must have been a butt dial.
It sounds like he's in danger.
Eleanor, you and Barry are going to rescue Davis McSpade.
Welcome to Scary, Dangerous Jungle Island, Eleanor Amplified. Or in the native tongue, Scary, Dangerous Hunger Island. Which ironically translates as wonderful vacation spot.
Really?
What a relief.
Yes, but don't let the name fool you. It's actually an extremely dangerous jungle. I don't know why the natives chose the name. But don't worry, I'll get you through it and find your mysterious mega blur compound, and my name's not Veronica Hazard. This way!
What makes this jungle so dangerous, Veronica?
Well, mostly the wild animals. You've got ferocious jungle cats, wild monkeys, and man-eating snakes. But there's also the terrain to worry about. Half of these plants are poisonous, and if you're not careful, you could slip and fall into a ravine or a pit of quicksand. And that's not even mentioning the insects.
Ah!
Yeah, they'll get you all right. But as we say in the jungle, if it itches, you'll make a sound. If it burns, you're in the ground.
Barry, don't lag behind.
Sorry, just looking out for quicksand and man-eating pythons.
Look up there in that tree. It's the red jungle bird, the Kukautawa.
That's great. You know, we're not really here for sightseeing.
Well, I thought it was interesting. But if you're not careful, the Kukautawa will swoop down and take your ear off. See?
All right, fair enough.
Watch your step.
We're pretty isolated. Phone, can you get reception out here?
I'm unable to connect with any network.
Ah, not so great after all.
I don't need a network to know that you're standing in poison ivy.
Duh.
Veronica, how do you know so much about this island?
Oh, I've been coming here since I was a girl. I mean, sure, most things will kill you, but the views are breathtaking. I think I might be a... what do you call it?
Thrill seeker?
Adrenaline junkie?
Nature enthusiast! We're here!
What? I don't see a compound.
Oh no, the compound is still miles away. It would take us all day to hike there. That's why I use these to get around the island.
All-terrain vehicles! Veronica, that's great! We'll get there in no time.
Assuming we're not eaten by tigers. Now, I'll take the lead and ride ahead. You two ride double on that one. Now make sure you keep up and watch out for my hand signals. And the most important life-saving thing you must know is data hunt nerve the compound. They're quite wild plants. There's also the cats, half of the ages, or it'll tear your arms right off.
Wait, what?
Okay, let's go.
Hurry up, Eleanor. She's not slowing down.
Dagnabbit.
Build such a big compound in the middle of the jungle.
So that no one will stumble into what they're doing out here. But they still felt it necessary to put up a 10-foot-high barbed wire fence.
Probably to keep out the jaguars. Let me tell you, those jaguars are wily. From here on out, we go by foot.
Agreed. We don't want Megablurk to know we're here. Look, over there, I see an access door. But this fence won't be easy to climb.
No problem. I've got wire cutters. Just keep a lookout for guards. There we go.
So now we're breaking and entering.
Look, Barry, they started this by possibly kidnapping Davis McSpade. Besides, I don't think this island has a government.
This island is not the property of any sovereign nation.
Okay, great. No laws.
That's my kind of island.
Pipe down, everybody. We've got to go rescue my nemesis, who I despise. Barry, try the door.
I think it's locked.
Why don't you let me try it, little fella? There you go.
Good job, Veronica.
Yeah, good job.
No guards, no anybody.
Yeah, just hallways and locked doors. Not a very nice work environment.
And what a commute. What do you think, half an hour, easy?
Quiet. What's that?
It's coming from that door.
Over there.
It sounds like torture.
I think it's Davis.
What are they doing to him?
Okay, we're getting him out of here. On the count of three, we kick down the door, surprise whoever's in there, and save Davis McSpade. Ready?
Ready.
Right. One, two, three. What the Felix the cat is going on in here?
Eleanor Amplified, what are you doing here?
We're rescuing you, you dummy.
Rescuing me? From what? A great time?
What? What are you doing here, McSpade? What are you watching?
Only the most amazing, tear-jerking, inspiring cat videos you ever saw.
Cat videos?
Yes. Internet cat videos.
So you're not in any danger?
I'm in danger of losing it over these cat videos. But besides that, no. No real danger. Why do you ask?
Because you disappeared. No one's heard from you, and you're in the middle of a deadly jungle watching cat videos.
Yeah? When you say it out loud, it does sound odd. I must have lost track of time. I mean, seriously, look at these videos.
They're so cute.
Barry, you're drooling. Snap out of it.
Look at their little paws.
Yeah, cute little buggers.
You see? Cute. Cute.
Hey, what's wrong with you guys? That's it.
No!
Hey, come the cat on. Videos!
Okay, either you three are complete nimrods, which, Davis, not impossible, or these cat videos are hypnotizing you.
What? Hypnotize?
To entrance or to capture someone's complete attention.
Yeah, I know what hypnotize means.
I wasn't sure.
Oh, come on, Amplified. I just started watching these videos a couple minutes ago.
Davis, you've got a full beard and you smell terrible.
Well, your hair looks stupid.
I just mean that you've been here for a long time.
Yes. I am pretty hungry now that you mention it. You might be right. My head is awful fuzzy.
Think back, Davis. How did you get into all of this?
I'm trying to remember. It was after the press conference for Megablurg CEO Angela Brandt.
I think my associate can address your concerns personally after the press conference, which is right now. No more questions.
All right, Brad, what's this about a secret jungle compound? I hear Megablurg is conducting weird experiments there.
Mr. McSpade, I'd like to introduce you to my associate, Mr. Lars Torso. He can answer all your questions.
Hello, Mr. McSpade. If I could ask you to turn around for just a moment.
Turn around? I don't see what that has to do with anything, but I'll do it. Okay, now what? Oh. Oh, my head. Where am I?
Where am I?
When I regained consciousness, I was here. In this room, with cat videos playing.
Did that story really need a flashback?
Wait, there was something else. Someone else. A scientist who would occasionally check on me and ask me questions.
Yes, well, I would hope someone would occasionally check on you.
I don't mean to rush, but we still have to escape through the incredibly dangerous jungle if we ever hope to make it out of here.
But we still don't know why Megablurg is making hypnotizing cat videos, or why they decided to kidnap a famous TV reporter.
Do you really want to know, Eleanor Amplified?
Professor Vladimir Ignomi?
Who?
Yes, it is I. Only the world's foremost expert on mind control and mind control-related therapies. I told you I would have my revenge on you for destroying my secret lab, Eleanor Amplified. And now I have you in my clutches, like a mouse caught in a cat's jaws.
Ooh, cat videos.
Look at them play.
Kitties.
So cute.
Kitties.
Snap out of it, gang. Don't get hypnotized by all those cute kitties. Oh, what am I saying? Find out what happens next time on The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified.
The Radio Adventures of Eleanor Amplified is a production of WHYY in Philadelphia and made possible by a generous gift from the Sutherland Family Foundation. We like you. Do you like us? Tell us so. Visit eleanoramplified.com.